Okay. We are going to adjust the schedule. And Sandy, thank you so very, very much. I'm sitting here listening to you, and before you said, those were such sweet words, I'm going, great, I have to follow that, Lord. Oh my gosh. Can I just go home now? That was really, really sweet, Sandy. You're just precious. It was an excellent study. I think some very practical tools that we can learn. You know, there's always signposts in the road that the Lord is wanting us to be well aware of. Because, girls, really, the battle is in the mind. And I don't know how many of you have memorized this verse or have looked at it recently, but for those ACE people, maybe one day we'll have our school again, but Bible memorization was very, very important, along with your quiet time, which in the back of your wonderful, beautiful little program is a developing quiet time guideline. Gives you some real wonderful, simple, practical helps. So please make sure, girls, if you are struggling, not sure how to do it, here you go. Very simple. But you know what? What's so cool is that if somehow you misplace this, all you have to do is ask our Heavenly Papa, Lord, what is it that you want me to read today? And you plop in. First thing is that Proverbs, interestingly enough, has how many chapters in it? 31. How many days are there typically in a calendar month? 31. Okay, we're in 30 right now, so you just go ahead and read the extra chapter at the end of this month. I think it's really neat how the Lord laid that out for us. So if we're having a problem, what should I do? Go to that numerical day, and you will be able to pick that up. What I do is I usually do that. I'll go to Psalms, then I'll read something in the New Testament, and I'm sitting there. If the Lord wants me to hop over back to the Old Testament and read something about an amazing character, hero of faith, then I will do that. But it's as the Lord prompts, because He knows what we need for the day. So, girls, this is very important. Again, there is no way that there is going to be a stillness before the Lord without that time. Because you know what? We are women, and we can run willy-nilly into the night screaming like a banshee at any time and think that that's perfectly normal because we can do it. And how many of us probably have? It does not honor God. It's not something that should depict a woman of godliness and of grace of the Lord Jesus. So we really need to rein it in. To be still really is a life of surrender and discipline. You are a disciple of Christ. That requires discipline. And it can be sometimes that D word that is really hard. For some character personalities, it's an easy fix. But for those that have a little bit more of a... it can be a very difficult thing, but we all battle something. So in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the peace of God shall be with you. In that stillness, girls, you're going to feel God's peace, His favor and His rest. And there is a rest for God's people. And it doesn't have to be in heaven, ladies. It can happen now. We're going to make an adjustment in the schedule because we have an hour and we've got lots more to do before 12 o'clock. So we were going to go ahead and break, but we're just going to go ahead and stay in here. And Lord, just bless those little bladders. If you do have to go to the bathroom, please feel free to go. But I'm going to ask Miss Randy Lou, Randy Lynn, to come up. And I just, again, feel so very, very blessed to introduce this young lady who, you know, it's really fun to be now a Titus woman of the church. You know, we used to be the young ones. Not anymore. And to get to see these young women raised up and growing and becoming these godly pillars that I just so admire and am so blessed by their walk of faith. I have seen this young woman grow up to be something very, very special. And I love her tenacity. She is like a little pit bull. She grabs onto something. I mean, it's like